Soon, Lucival Beat checks in with parents of public school students on how the return to the classroom experience has been. Education reporter Suvan Lee joins us today. Good morning, Suvan.
Good morning, Catherine.
So, yeah, what are the parents saying about this experience of getting their kids back inside the classroom?
Well, the parents I spoke to love it. They've been waiting for this moment for a long time. Many parents I interviewed, some of whose voices didn't quite make it into the story today, were saying that their kids are just thriving in this back-to-school in-person environment. It also frees them up to go to work if they have to, or maintain their own work schedules if they are working parents. So from what we're learning about the fourth quarter reopening so far, it's that it's putting families at ease with their own schedules, and schools are trying to bring kids back safely. So the plan does differ from place to place.
Yes, and you know, we did talk with the school superintendent last week. She started visiting the campuses just to see how the return to the classroom has been, but not everybody's back in yet.
That's right. So the DOE is a vast network of 250 schools overall, and elementary schools alone account for about 174 of those schools. So the facility size varies, the enrollment size varies, and so not all schools can bring all kids back for face-to-face daily instruction. I think the lucky ones can, the ones that are creatively thinking how to do this can, but I was struck by how some schools even could bring back certain kids daily, but not others. For instance, this one Kalihi school can't bring back its third graders for daily in-person instruction because that grade level just happens to have too many kids to bring them back. So while the first, second, fourth, fifth graders can come back daily, the third graders cannot. So it really does depend on what school you go to. And I think, you know, I could imagine some of those parents might be frustrated that their own kid couldn't come back when their peers could.
Yeah, you know, I know there was a time when I think there was one West Side school, oh gosh, it was August Aarons. I think they had like, you know, 11 first grade classes or something crazy like that. But yeah, in those communities where there are just a lot of children, it's just not going to work. And the CDC did kind of reduce the guidelines, right, from 6 feet to 3 feet. But
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, the whole brewing issue this past school year is 6 feet of spacing enough space between desks? And, you know, we saw that play out in the fall. And in the spring, the CDC came out and said, actually, you can safely space kids apart 3 feet between desks as long as they're facing in the same direction, as long as they're wearing masks and there's these other mitigation measures in place. But even some principals I spoke to about that level of spacing said that's not even adequate, or that's not even with 3 feet of spacing, they can't bring all their kids back in one classroom. So that just goes to show you that, you know, these classroom configurations and sizes are all very different. And some administrators, some school administrators don't feel quite safe enough to bring children back into the classroom, even with 3 feet of spacing between desks.
And the teachers union, the HSTA, was very vocal about the 6 feet distancing, you know, early on. And then, you know, there was a concern about the vaccines, and, you know, folks who want them, you know, have been able to get them.
Right. I think that was a huge game changer, the teacher vaccinations. Hawaii, to its credit, you know, put teachers front and center, prioritized them to get the vaccines early on. There is no available data on exactly how many teachers are now vaccinated and how many have refused to get one. However, HSTA did say that, you know, a lot of teachers are vaccinated now. The superintendent herself, I believe, said on your own program last week that everyone who had wanted a vaccine, teachers, has gotten one. So, I mean, that was a huge, I think, development in terms of the HSTA not being opposed to bringing kids back more forcefully this quarter. And so they've been pretty, you know, they haven't really voiced much opposition to this new plan. And they indeed did tell me that there haven't been too many incidents in the weeks leading up to the fourth quarter as far as transmission or COVID transmission or too many cases on school campuses.
Yeah. And, you know, not everybody's back 100%. And, you know, while they're trying to get kids in, it's already April. So the year's not much left of the year.
Right. We're almost at the end of the school year. All right. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I know. It's gone by fast. But thank you so much, Suvan.
Sure thing. Thank you.
That was reporter Suvan Lee with today's reality check. You can read her story online at civilbeat.org.